complex union really of Zochlin, who it might. Zochlin thing. One more Zochlin, but that mind is mine that's marked up. I want to continue on this really where I told you it's a little difficult to follow the sequence, but otherwise not. If you open up on what's our concern here? Back to the Machaber here. Pick up the Mechaber again on your day, Reish Aleph Nun. Two see if him. Is all you have in the Mechaber. Again, Nun and Nun Aleph. Mikvah Shabbat Shomim Shenifratz Echad Miksolov. I told you the Achayimim Amedayik that Loshen Nifratz has meaning a significant break. Bamayim Yotzim Derech Hazdak Im Yisharul Bo Memso Acha Sheyotzu Ksosom Sha'ad Hazdak Kosher. The apostle. So what is he saying? If the water that's in motion is above the Memsor line, no problem. That's the Mechaber Shita. So, if I have a mikveh of more than Memsor, and the leak is above the Memsor line, no problem. Comes along the Ramah and redefines Zochlin, not the way Mechaber did. Mechaber defines Zochlin as a loss of water that is not affecting the kashrus of the mikveh, is looked upon as a separate source. We'll read again. Let me pick up you. On page Lamed Aleph, of the handout of Tavas Hamayim. The Tiferes Yisrael. In Hilchso Gevirto, you have it? Above the Simen Tes, the last paragraph of Simen Ches there. Yishomim hayodim al medron ha'har, והם ידבורם באמצע המדרון לעקב הזרם היורד. אף שמימין ומשמאל עדיין המים נוזלים, אפילו הוכם מוטליפו במוקם שנעשה מים מהשבורם. ואף שמחוברים המים שבשבורם לזוכרם שבצדודים. Can you visualize the picture? That's mamish, that is far more dramatic than what the Machaber said. He has it on the side. And Machaber has it vertically, right? In other words, you have water pouring out from the top. And we say that's not connected to the water on the bottom. Well, maybe the Machaber is a bigger chidush. How you can picture it. I have the water blocked here, and water's coming here, water's coming here. I said, well, here, this water is not, my water is okay. My water isn't flowing over. But the water's running off on either side. So that's a new halacha now in Nosling. Once you have that in your mind, it's easy to understand now the second. Look first. Yesh machmirim. I'm sorry. Leave the Gemara out. Continue with the Machaber. Vimbo listo masedak kdei sheyishu bo memso listo so biyodo lo b'chodov makabel tuma. Why? Why do you object to it? That water you said pouring over the top of the Memsor line is not part of my mikveh. So why do you care if I stop it from going out? Yishita holds, when you stop it from going out, you now have a mikveh where the water was prevented to go out by a Dovah HaMakabal Tumah. Once you stop it, the water at the top and the bottom are no longer separate. What the Tiferes Yisrael did was give you this concept. I can divide my mikveh into two parts, a stationary part and a moving part. The stationary part is not connected to the moving part. So water is running on both sides. My area is blocked. I have Memsor in that area for no problem. According to the Machaber, now, if you go ahead and you block up, I now have a unit. I now have on a single mikveh. Now, the single mikveh said, what's preventing the water in this mikveh from going out? Or double of a couple two minutes. I don't care how much can go out. It's above the Memsor line. That's irrelevant now. When I have a blockage here and two on either side, I can divide up my water supply into two units, a stationary and a moving one. Once I have it in a vertical position and I block it up, then I have a mikveh, and the mikveh now is held back from losing water by a dove and makabel tumah. That's no good. Comes the second sheet and says, why not? Right? Yesh mi shemati listen b'chol dover shemakabel tumah, right? Why? What do you have to lose? You only have the excess water. It's the water above the Memsor line. Remember, it's the stack where Yishu bo Memsor, right? What I don't have clear in this Machaber, and I call your attention to it, I never learned the Machaber the way I just told it to you now. It's all based upon really Achoinim are doing it. Machaber put in a few words here. Vimbo listo mastak ke she yishru bo memso. That seems to change the case
of what we started with. He started with a case where what? Where above the memsor line is where the tzedakah is. Not that you're going to lose the memsor. So what does it mean, k'dei sheyishru bo memsor? So what you have to say is, it's the same case, the imbolism hasdak, the one that we're talking about. So that it's a guarantee that it will not go any further. If that's the case, it makes a little better sense.
If you add to it one little insight, once a thing begins to crack, you always worry it's going to crack more. So now I go ahead, the reason why I'm sealing up the crack is I'm afraid it'll go further. And therefore, my intent is, it should be left. But the Muhammad doesn't say that. You have to add that on your own in the Hezbollah. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Why do you care? The water on top is Zochlin water. Water above the Memsor is a Zochlin water. Zochlin water isn't kosher. So you say, oh, that Zochlin water doesn't belong to the mikveh. The mikveh is only the Memsor unit. It doesn't belong to the mikveh. Why do you care that you seal the top of it with Dabar HaMakabal Tumah? It shouldn't make any difference. Therefore, you have to add this to the Hezbollah of the Mechaber, that the reason why he's doing it is to prevent Sheyisharu B'Memsor. So you have to add a little in Hezbollah, because I'm afraid, even though now the Memsor is out, right? But Yisharu Memsor, or you learn differently. See, all this we'll pick up again in among the Achoinim. Or you can learn Pshat this way. Namely, if I have the crack unsealed, it'll keep on leaking out and get down to the Memsor. It doesn't, it's not like I explained it to you, the crack is above the Memsor line. No, the crack is not the Memsor line. The crack goes into the Memsor line also. But I go into the mikveh before it reaches the Memsor line. That makes it closer to the case of the Tefelis Yisrael. People, you are following me. The Shach leaves us here without a Hezbollah. So you have to figure out for yourself. Best pshat in this Mechaber would be a big chiddush, though. That even though the crack is at a point where if you don't fix it, or if you wait longer, there'll be no memsor left in the mikveh. The crack goes, but what then? I jump into the mikveh before it hits the memsor line. That's already a different picture. Now I have not a mikveh. I say, well, above the memsor line, that's not part of the mikveh. No. Okay, now pick up. All right, now pick up the Tashbetz. Here we have a Rishon. All right, like the Mechaber. It seems to have the same sheet. The tshuva in the Tashbetz, you have it? The beginning of Siman Tes. Masha kasafto sha'amikvin she'nishchusu chosleo u'mayim anikovim bo yodim derech zedokim. There are many cracks. V'tomen atem tzrichim lahosef mayim al deyam shocha. It's kosher adobo. No problem. Shape domei afile b'li ham shocha. You can pour water into the mikveh without hamshocha. Why? You have a kosher mikveh. No matter what water you add, won't make the mikveh puzzle. Kol shenisha bo memsor, right? Umishum schilosa einin uselis. Now comes the chidush of the Tashbetz. The kvar kosar ha-rashbo shodem azeh le-benekev rochov.
Ikiman shel schiloso nikeres don also gezocho mamiso. Aber mikvo she nisza v'nikvo mi'at at shel tochel ha'mayim. You cannot contain the water. You wait long enough, it'll all run out. V'nosev mi'at mi'at v'notev mi'at mi'at v'ol v'chosa ein ze nikra zochel. So now he introduces this critical halachic requirement, I'm sorry, halachic definition of zochel. Zochel is not water that is not stationary, but water that seems to be stationary, even though it really is not. Why is it not? Because there's a constant outflow from the water. People, you with me? Now, I want to make a raya from a Mishnah. Right. What's a raya? He says the Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah is Mikro Shenimdad Benimsas Choser. Nimsas Chosera. Look, the top of Lamed Beis. Davke Shenimso Achshav Choser. What does it mean? I came to the mikveh and I found it has less than memsor. But what if I found it has memsor? Even though it's a mikveh that could end up with not memsor, nevertheless it's kosher. Dafke shimsa achter choser. Ha nimsa bo memsor apit she choser mi medosa rishona tehora. Vi'i mikveh she meimer yotzim der zokim nifsalo. What's he saying? You can't assume that the leak was, you found the mikveh choser, right? So he said, oh, the leak was above memsor. So no, you can't make that assumption. The leak could have been below memsor. And if that passes the mikveh, you're dealing with a sofik d'oraisa. She's a vaday nida. We're not talking about a problem with the woman. She's a vaday nida, right? And I have a suffix whether this mikveh is kosher or not. She surely could be matir to use such a mikveh. And here, that's important. Not all the Yisraelim agree. Mikan raya darashvo sover the zochle min haTorah. Okay? That's the machlokas we showed him. Where the Zohar is mid Raisa mid Rabbona. Almost everybody, I mean, a Machaba holds as the Raisa, and the Shach Pasul that way, it's the Raisa. The Divrei Tam Heim, the Royal Lismach Aleim, Aloch Alamasa, Atkan Losh and Tash Beis. Jump down again. Now the Chuvus Harosh. People, you with me? And Daf Lamed Beis, the second paragraph. Chuvus Harosh, Harasher Sha'alta, Bikvot Shenasas Bireik Shomim, Omi Mayan. Right? People, you have to learn to use it. These are the shonas they use. It's made for make shomim. That's fine. Omi mayan. Well, mayan is what's the problem? Well, mayan doesn't have any problem with zochlin. So he puts in uposat. It was a mayan, but no longer a mayan. No more water comes in. So no longer a mayan. Now it's a mikveh. Shemitara nele bashbolet. Now it's mitaya only if it's stagnant. V'nizakosel ha-mikveh onikev. Kamen yashir shal ha-nekev ozak lebatla mito lashbolet. Okay? This is the key question now, but is manazeh. So yeah, the Rosh was asked this question. Give me a shear. Not tell me a leak, a little, middle leak, big leak. So he says, "Hotzi libcho, masherisi echem ben amachabri b'shashbore nifsal b'nekev koton." That can't be big. Nekev koton is not dochli. Why? That he go there bekelim. It says that if there's a zochlin, you could dam up the water using kalin. And here's the Rosh becoming practical. There's no way, if you dam up with kalin, to make it leak proof. You have to list them called kasha yitzah, my sas made like kalin. So you visualize it, what kalin? I take my pots and pans and load them up. You're not dealing with a cement wall that's waterproof. Therefore, there must be leakage. Therefore, we know that leakage alone is not a problem. Right? Kilohuska b'mishes sol l'tochom b'sid. That you have to put in the kalim and then seal between the kalim using mortar, using plaster. Or b'toras kohenim, Omer. This is a Hezbollah of the Rosh, right? Ima mayim etayar b'zochlin. Mashma shlobo l'mayet el dumi d'mayon shekulu zochel. Ma mayim etayar b'zochlin, you might think mikvi etayar b'zochlin. No, mikvi etayar only bashborin. Not like a mayon. So you're comparing what? A mikvi to a mayon. And therefore you... According to what the Rosh is saying is, you're defining Zochlin as a Zochlin equivalent of the Zochlin of a Mayan. That Zochlin is no good for a mikveh. So here too, let me give the indication. Mashmash obol a mayit and a dumi the mayit shekulu zochel. Behold me mokol mokom. Umosik. The tshuva concludes again with the same lashon. Al yale al evodom lipsol as a mikveh meimov zovin ksas lechutz. Riav Rabbeinu lo pirish el nifratz. I told you that medayik the loshon of that the loshon of Machaba uses. That's the loshon of the Mishneh. She nifratz ad shekol meimov zoch vesnanin v'lo yishor bo memso. Next one, I don't know what Atara the Shemarye quotes there. I don't think it stands scrutiny. He used the lotion Malim Nibla Bakaka Bakaka Machasa Amai Machasi. He wants to introduce really a new concept, defining Nikov as. Anyone can see that it's leaking, right? But the raya is because the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, I have a mikveh, and it's not a tile floor, it's an earthenware floor. It's an earthen floor. Well, obviously, in an earthen floor, water leaks into the soil all the time. And no one ever said that a mikveh has to have a non-porous floor on a mikveh. Therefore, you know that a little zechila can't be significant. But you can't go ahead and extend that into what? Zechila hanikeras, meaning what? What does he say? B'mokom d'amayim nitchokim v'yosin derech hakosel ezo zechila klal. Not so. You can't get from here a size of a nekev that you want to be matir because it's not niko when the water is being absorbed in the earth on the bottom. That's, I think, a stretch, a bit of a far-fetched sushtel to a hole in the bottom of a mikveh. For two reasons. Number one, that's what a mikveh is. A mikveh is that, a mikveh doesn't say, no place says that a mikveh can't be a plain pit in the excavation in the ground filled with bay water. That's what a mikveh is. Ah, you tell me that some water continuously is absorbed into the earth, so it is. That's what it is.
So long as you're above the water table.
Therefore, you have to make sure there's always mem sod left. From that, he wants to extend a concept of niko. That if it isn't clearly visible of a leak, then it's not considered to be zochel. Nevertheless, he quotes Lechein Kosav Gamkein Be'en Yisrok Simchov Beis. Now, in Yisrok, Yitzchok Ochonon have a sefer Ein Yitzchok? I looked up and I have the Ein Yitzchok of the Rav Yitzchok Ochonon, the Kovnerov. There, not in Simchov Beis. Nothing. The Bechor is not talking about mikvahs yet. Okay. Nevertheless, another sefer. Remember, there's no copyright on names of Sforim. People use it. There are many Sforim with the same name. Okay. What does he define here? Okay, listen carefully. Once we machalik between a hole in the edge of the mikveh, a split that goes the edge of the mikveh, the part that you see, the top of the mikveh, and you see that water is a hole there. If this is the mikveh, you have the hole over here, and water's pouring out. That's called notrim. That's called nosrim. That breaks the mikveh. But if it's lower down, where it's not visible, the same volume of water is leaving the mikveh. It doesn't pass on the mikveh. Schila nikera se'ir nivis ha'schila lamala b'soch ha'mikveh. Right? Litigur, he says, he wants to be medayik. The loshen of the Rav, gabi notrim she'ason zochlin, Kigan mikveh shenifutza al sfoso. At the opening of the mikveh, at the edge of the mikveh. V'chein ha-rosh v'hu l'horos v'psul zochon ein ele ha-heichen shenikra al sfoso l'malo. Aber nifras l'mata v'soch ha-mikveh oz ein zochon nikoren el b'yotzu der nekev godol. Shoz nikeres hazchila l'mala mimrutzu samayim. Abul nekem koton dafke lamala nikras zechila v'lo lamata. No basis. This is plain forward. No basis in the Mishnah. No basis in the Shulchan Aruch for this distinction. What are you saying there? That what a nekem koton lamala will pasul the mikveh. because you can see it running out. But the same nekev lower down, losing the same volume of water, wouldn't pass on the mikveh, because it's not mikveh. So new halacha. And I know where the logic comes from. It comes from the halachos of beetle, as you'll see. The dovah haniko is not botel. It maintains its integrity. It's a separate thing, right? So even though you have shishim on the dovah also, if the dovah also happens to be red, and your mixture is white, right? A little piece of red in a mixture of white, you can't say beetle because its presence is noted, right? Here too, he says that's a chilik. Wait, then it's on top. Then it's nickel. So you can't say that that amount of water is inconsequential, is botel, as you see. Jump to Lamed Gimel. The Tam Schilo Shein Nikeles Ena Poselis. You see this fella. Mipnei, you have the second paragraph. Sherobu Zochon ala Notfin, or Notfin ala Zochon, Mizbatel Hamid Barov, Bein Lipsul, Bein Lehechshah. Kemo be Isur Hamizbatel Barov. And by Isurim, Kol Heche Denikor Isur Lo Botel. The Niko, right? The Eino Niko is how it appears to us. It's a subjective thing. Haregam Isurim Kaimalon, the Kol Heche Denikor Lo Botel, but Niko and Niko are Tolu Bechias Einenu. Therefore, the end of the paragraph. Therefore, we say, "If ein schil and nikeres, b'mei amikva b'teilim hazochlin, avshon roon shazochlin, kivin sheni roon v'nikorim b'mikva botel b'rov." That last line, you try to translate that properly, even though I see that it's leaking, right? Nevertheless, it's not visible. How did you see that it's leaking?
You see the water levels going down.
He said, no. After the launch of Zochlin, let's say you saw the loss of water. I see it's leaking. I'm going to go to the bottom of the mikveh, in the basement, I see it's leaking. Okay? So it means to say is there. It depends how you look. Niko and not Niko doesn't mean using a microscope. Niko doesn't mean you make an effort to see. Niko has to be clearly visible, then it's not botel. Comes the next one, and that's already really a machlokas now in how you define Niko, right? I'll tell you what he wants to say, then we'll look inside. Really, he wants to come to conclusion. I told this, Tamashav Zatzal was a recognized posek in Hilchos Mikvos. He says, I tell you what, surely I come into the mikveh in the morning, I come into the mikveh in the evening, and I see that it's down to 2-3 inches. That's called niko. Okay. The same hole. Imagine a mikveh that's narrow, as most of my clothes are, narrow and tall. Imagine a mikveh that's a bigger mikveh, that's very broad. You'll have the same volume of water coming out, but it won't be nikolay night. Look, that's the conclusion. Pick up in the middle of that paragraph. Bevadai she'ikol beheker ha'schilo hu v'chosra ha'mayim she'begavu. והוא בבייזות גימל אצבעות ביום, שזהו השיר לכמה מן הפוסקים שישחיל לניכר את עינינו. Right? בין במקווה רחובו, בין בקצורו. אם כן באמס יהיה הבדל בין רחובו לקצורו. בייזות גימל אצבעות סמסחס במקווה רחובו, יש הבא יוסף מים זוכם משיר כזה במקווה קצורו. You need far more water to come out before it drops to 3 inches when you have a big mikveh. Yet the same, if the chesaron is in the nekev, in the breach, might not mean it whether it's a narrow, tall mikveh or a broad mikveh. But if there's such a locha of niko, what is heker, and that's the shield that we're dealing with, in economic, it'll be a chilik. The same volume of water or the same size break in a small mikveh, right? Will puzzle the mikveh where it won't puzzle it in a big mikveh. Ba'al pizeh, posko b'shulchan aruch, sifna nalev, that's what we just learned. Look at mikveh ha-mikveh, o'meimeh ha-nofeh me'at me'at, o'nevlon b'kaka me'at me'at, kosher l'fiv she'en z'chilosom n'keres. Now comes the, after all this, comes the question, so how much of a hole, how big a hole makes it into Niko? Umar shir ha-nekev sh'ikor ezechil ha-nekeres. Up to now, it would seem, really, based upon the Tzemach Tzedek's analysis, that no little hole is significant. Has to be a major break. He says, not so. The Sefer Biduli Tahava, also a well-known Sefer HaMikvos, Sheshir Kemotzi Mashko Huzchilo Shein Nikeres. Shir Kekonis Mashko, right? That's Nikeres. All right? This is in Hilchos Kalim. What kind of a break in a kli makes it no longer shem kli? So the Mishnah uses two physical constants, if you can call them that. A little hole may not allow you to put water into a kli, but a little hole will let the water leak out of the kli. That's called there the shear kones mashke, or the shear of what? Motzi mashke. So he says a hole the size of kones mashke, meaning big enough you can pour water into the kli through that hole, that's the shear nikeres. The shear that just can't put water into it, but water will leak out of it, that's Einin Nikeres. That's the klal that the Gduli Tahava gives, most likely based upon also some kind of Masorah, some kind of Kabbalah that he had. You can't make this up on your own. Buhu, what shear is that? Ka'adasha. Now remember, I gave you a shear of gris for Oud. They were what? Remember, 9 adashim side by side, right? The shear of one adasha, right, would come out to what? I'd figure out. I think point three. It was a shir ezba. I had told you to figure out it was a shir ezba actually. So it's then you pick a point eight. You had three lined up point eight. Three into eight will be two
point eight into point eight would be point oh two. No, point eight into point eight would be approximately point three, a little less than point three. Okay, a little less than 3/10 of an inch. A hole of diameter of 3/10 of an inch, right? Would possibly make for according to him. That surely didn't sound like up to now when we're talking about water flowing out, etc. I am a seva sedek. No, look up a little bit more. Continue there on top of Lamed Aleph. Yeah. He says what? Hu kadasha, right? Schiller nikeres. He quotes the Orchaim Kufnun Tes. That's the Gabi, I told you, Gabi Bittel Shem Kli. Look at the Tzema Tzedek. There's a filu. You have an abbreviation, Kishfoferes Hanod. That's 2.2 inches. Not 0.3 inch, but 2.2 inches. Eino zechila. This is the most dramatic kule in the halacha of Zochrin. See if you can follow this quickly. I'm b'sem asedek ladmo, okay? Nun ayin, that's the shmoso eden, the way the Blavavitcher, instead of, they don't write zal, they write nun ayin. Nishmoso Aiden.
What's Resh Mem Mem?
Huh?
What's Resh Mem Mem? Resh Mem Mem.
Either continue title Semat Sedek was his name. Admo
Rabbeinu
Mema whatever it is.
Menachem
Mendel. Was it Menachem Mendel or something, right? All of them call Menachem Mendel. The Din Zochlin Yeshlomo Benifretz HaKosel. Vamayim zochel me'ala kosel yempel word nifratz, right? Belim oneya, zui zechila. Avo benizdak ha-kosel b'emtza v'kosel shalamala me'azdak ma'akei v'moneya l'chalamayim lotzeis uzchilosu mitzimtzum godol. But what does he mean? What's this moshel? Unbelievable. The moshel in vamayim shalamala me'azdak shesofu lotzeis heim chof soim. Visualize that. I have a hole here, right? And there's 20 saw above, 20 saw and below. So that now these 20 saw are going to go out. And that's so for Lord says, right? Eina ela era chotzi lug, right? Six, go quickly, seven ounces. Okay, I analyze it this way. The moshul, Ramayim Shalomala Mezak, the Chof Soin. So, Schilos and Derech Lasak, let's assume that you have Chatzilug. Chatzilug is the used to look is 3.3, right? I see, look, seven ounces, right? Well,
get his in. Which means what? Shurat. 1/240th of the 20 saw. See the cheshbon? Right. It doesn't say exactly in what time. Alright. Halazeh nikva deres chile kemo mayon. Hey, b'mayon kol meimav yotzen zochlin. Tan hoche b'shul 1/240th, the dach shul kalamayon shalamah l'mazak zochlin. Omnom, may a beisoyse b'shulchano osif nun nire d'afilu b'zak chachu zochlin. Not nifratz. Av lidei ha-mayim atzdon vada l'yachashu zochlin. Okay, let me sum that up to you. If there's 40 saw below the zak, that's what means at the end of it. Lo yechashu den san zochlin. That's no problem. That's called to everybody. If the hole is on the bottom, right, then you have a klal they want to use of nikor. So I tell you what nikor is. He says, what's missing here is the time element. Let's say I missed it in here. He's missing a time element. That is Rilosum Derek Hazak Einela Era Chotzilu. So let me tell you how you have to ram shot. It means to say, in the time that you're in the mikveh, where someone else, another Achon uses that example there. When the time that you're in the mikveh, how long are you in the mikveh? 1 minute? How much water does it lose in that 1 minute? That's what I'm concerned. I don't care about the mikveh. I care about me. How much water will it lose? That'll determine whether it's zochlin while I was in the mikveh. That it's zochlin, I'm not in the mikveh, doesn't concern me. How do I determine whether I went into a mikveh that was zochlin, that wasn't stagnant? So I say, how long does it take you to go into the mikveh? 1 minute? A half a minute? In that period of time, I want to know, was that mikveh zochlin? I don't care that it was zochlin before or zochlin later. In that unit of time when I'm in the mikveh, that's what it is. It's what it's going to be, 1/240th of something. That's not zochel. So what we did now, and that is a fair extension, since the Mechaber holds, the Mechaber here, the Beis Yosef holds, that the mikveh that has memsaw above the hole, that mikveh is certainly kosher, that water doesn't impact. Then the question then boils down to, what is the mikveh that we're talking about? Mikveh we're talking about is not that mikveh standing outside. Mikveh we're talking about is the mikveh I went into and came out of in that 1 minute that takes me to go into the mikveh. Question is, that mikveh nozel or not? If you analyze it that way, the amount of nozela that's in that mikveh is really minuscule, is inconsequential. Therefore, they want to be matir. People, are you following that? That seems to be a critical halacha l'maisa according to the Tzemach Tzedek. Here you have a bad psak. The Daki Tshuva, he quotes a sefer Boichaya. It says, Mikvah Shlema Hamismaetes B'chol Yom Beizu Gimel Atzmoz Sheira Ki Bevadai Machmas Achom Shal Amechas V'syavshim Hamayim. Why does he mention that? Whoever has such a shaila, that evaporation is also called nozel. Of course not. So, but what that mandomo wants to say is, since it loses that amount of water by evaporation, therefore you can't call it nozel. But that comparison is not accurate. What evaporates is not nozel. No water is running. Nozel is water running down a hill. Water leaking out is a nozel. The fact that it loses water because of evaporation, no one had a half a minute to think that would be called nozel. Therefore, he says that amount of water that, since it loses basal gimel as bows, that particular mikveh, in that particular merchatz, right, it lost 2-3 finger breaths during a day, therefore it's not considered nozel, even though it comes from a leak, not from evaporation.
Where did he ever mention a leak there?
Sorry?
Where did he ever mention a leak here? He's saying, the person who's asked, our mikveh is losing water. He said, it's evaporating.
That's
what I'm reading here. He's saying, this mikveh is losing water. He answers, it's evaporating.
Who are you fooling? Take a look. You tell me, it's leaking. No, it's all due to evaporation. Something mystical. He can't say it's evaporation when it's leaking. Right? But right. Therefore, after Rem Shat, it means that since that amount of water that evaporates, right, due to heat, that amount of water can be considered to be nozel. That's the shir. The two shell is not understandable, right?
I don't see how you can read that into what he said.
Huh?
I don't see how you can read that into what he said.
What is it? What was he telling you? Whoever had a shaila that a mikveh has to be covered with a plastic cover, not to prevent evaporation. Choosing something that's not a shaykh. Okay.
Yeah. But
okay, this one carefully. Finish up the last thing. One more thing here. With Semach Tzedek. Okay. Mayim hayotze mimikvah lemikvah she'etzlo, right? Hamalei mayim ein ikroin zochle mishum dadei mei hamikvah hashriya ein aschile nikeres. And two mikvahs side by side, and water is going from one mikvah to the other mikvah because the level of the water is higher in one mikveh than the other mikveh. There's a hole that joins them. So water is moving from one mikveh into the other mikveh. You can go in either mikveh. It's kosher. It's not called zochel. Why? Because the two mikvehs are connected. You have a mikveh, period. In which what? You have motion of water within the mikveh that we mentioned to you before, a windstorm in a outdoor mikveh. Right, and not the mikveh. It doesn't pass the mikveh because water is being driven by the wind from one end to the other. That's the no chiddush. Okay. Now you have here already more definitive measures here. Yeah, you be. Let's see if the rhythm comes out. Baruchas Habosem. That's already one of the highly reputable poskim. Mikvah she'echa 120 centimeter or chova 98 centimeter. V'nechza bo b'mesha sholo shows 26 centimeter. It loses, right, 26 centimeters of water in an hour.
in 3 hours. Right? Choshev l'schiva she'en enikera samachshir. Can you figure that out? What they were?
What are you asking?
Right. Yeah, you have a mikveh of 120 by 98.
Yeah.
Right. I assume 120 by 98 by 98. You need for volume, you need three measurements. Right?
Yeah, that was the surface area.
What?
They gave the surface area. They A by B, they're saying the width and height. So the surface
area. You still need it. All right. So why do you, maybe that way, yeah. And it loses 26 centimeters.
Of depth.
How would you figure that out?
I would have
added 120 by 98 by 98.
Well, the depth.
Why not 120 by 120 by 98?
Huh?
Why not 120 by 120 by 98?
Why? Because he says, Rechova, the width, 120 is the height. So the width is 98.
So we're assuming it's a square.
Huh?
So
no,
we're assuming it's a square.
We were never told the height.
Huh?
We were never told the height. The height is simply high enough that it's a kosher mikvah, and it's a kosher mikvah even after it loses the water. We're never told the height. That's irrelevant.
Well, say that again.
We were never told the height.
Yeah, I assume 120 is the height.
No, 120 is the length.
Yeah.
We're told the surface area because that's what matters for measuring the amount of water lost per time.
Yeah. Okay, really. All right.
The only thing you need the depth for is to know the total amount of water, which, so long as it's mem saw the whole time, is irrelevant. It's losing 305,760 centimeters
every
3 hours.
He makes the same cheshbon as the Semal Tzedek did there in trying to minimize the significance of the loss. This is only 1/240th of 20 saw was the cheshbon he made there. And here he's making the cheshbon. Look how the cheshbon goes. Right? That is what. If in 3 hours it lost 180, it lost 26 centimeters. That's 180 seconds in 3 hours, right? 180 minutes in 3 hours, mm-hmm. Right? Nimso, so every in 1 minute, if it lost it lost 26 centimeters in 180 minutes.
Yes.
You're going into the mikveh. Takes 1 minute. Nimso chosa berega shushir tvila chelik shvi mi centimeter. So it's only what? 1/7 of a centimeter during the time that you're in the mikveh. Right? So how are we measuring?
How long are you in the mikveh?
Eh?
How long are you in the mikveh?
1 minute.
Okay. And, how many cubic centimeters is a sa'ah? How much volume
you have? You have all the data that I have over here.
How big is a sa'ah? You
know? I'm assuming. Let's see. 120 centimeters. Yeah, how many inches is that?
So
divided by 2.5.
Right. An inch is equal to 2.54 centimeters precisely.
Five feet. That's obviously the height of the mikveh. It's 120 is the center, is the height of the mikveh. Right.
Five
feet. Okay. What point I'm trying to make here? The key point is, we don't measure nikkur now. Once you accept nikkur is the definition of choser. We don't define nikkur based upon the mikveh, what the mikveh looks like, but rather how much loss of water during the time that you're using the mikveh. Turns out, and this is the conclusion I come to, but I think it's 100% right, a new definition of zochlin. I told you, shuvim is a psul in the water. Zochlin is a psul in the motion of the water. By now you know, Zochlin is a psul in the Maisa Tvila. It's a psalon in the Maisa Tvila. Tvila has to be in a stagnant pool. If it's in a moving, it's not called Tvila. Why? I measure now what's called Sechila by the length of time it takes me to be Tobil. There has to be an issue in Tvila, not in the water. Okay, one more else. I have one or two things left. Where else? Turn to page Lamed Vov. The Simen Yud Zochlin Lamala Min Ashir. Now, what if it is Zochlin now? To save a little time, jump to page Lama Zion, the next to the last paragraph on the page. He sums up. He brought three Rishonim. On this aloche, on Zochel Lamalami Memsa, he says, Shita Sarosh, Pir Sarosh, Birishonim, right? Apilu Yisharo Memsa, Havazochel. If you define the mikveh as now a mikveh which has a problem, water is zochel, however you define zochel, whatever definition you use for zochel, it's zochel, right? Then it makes no difference whether there is memsor that will remain or not memsor, all the water is in motion. And all the water is zochel, therefore it's not a kosher mikveh. The second perush in the Rosh, which he called Hanochon Yosef, Shem Yishru Memso, it will be kosher. If the hole is in a place where it all empties out to that hole, you still have Memso, it's a kosher mikveh. Das HaRosh Be'atzmo, Be'das HaRambam, Atilim Lo Yisharu Memso, since the time of Tvilo there is Memso, right, then it's kosher. That's the last sheet, that's what we've been learning about measuring how fast you're in the mikveh, how much loss it occurs there. Right, obviously, there it doesn't specify whether it keeps on losing it and all of it comes out or not. But right now, the Shas Tfila, there is Memso, right, and the Rosh himself was the biggest sheet of Samekilim. The two sheetahs he quotes, named the Rash and the Mordechai. In his own sheetah, he says, Afilo Lo Yishram Zogo. V'amachabe b'shulchan Aruch, right? Posak Hatur, Lachshon Seper Shara Shita Shnir, U'masra Davke Sheyishru Memso. V'aramo, right? Afilo Yishru Memso, also Psulim. We pass like the Ramah. That if you define it as Chila Hanikeres, whatever that is, it's hard to really pin down in ounces and centimeters or something. But if you define it that way, then the mikveh is possible. I want to
call your attention to it, and I can't do anything about it. On Lamed Ches, the last paragraph, I don't know, maybe you people can figure out what he means. Mishela ha-metsuya b'mikvor shalonu. I told you, he was a big mumcha mikvoros, and was the most popular rov to be machshir a mikveh. Shamemsholo doresha she'enekev lamala b'beis ha-tfila she'etzim men ha-mayim. Well, I don't know what he could possibly mean. A legal requirement to have a drain, right? Lamala bebeis hatfila. What's the government's business?
I think it's referring to the emergency drains. So
yeah, for one.
To prevent flooding, like we have in sinks.
Yeah, what?
Like we have in sinks also, that if it's gonna flood the sink, it goes out.
What's going to flood?
The room the mikveh is in, if the mikveh overflows.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's government's business. You run a sloppy mikveh, you have to clean it up. What's the chadash your business?
There might be regulations about swimming pools that apply to mikvahs.
By a swimming pool?
The government's in the safety business.
What's the safety? What is the danger here? That's what I mean to say, but that's what's escaping me. It has to be a safety factor. But where's there a danger if it floods?
The water can spread around.
Huh?
The water spreads around to the rest of the building, to the outside the walls.
Quite possibly, once the government was in the business of regulating swimming pools because they have to for safety reasons, they gave other regulations simply to prevent flooding.
Anyway, the halachic principle is important, right? What he's saying is, and what the pshak is, there is a drain. What happens if the level of the mikveh rises because they're constantly adding water to the mikveh, or they fill the mikveh and they filled it a little too high, and there's water coming out of the drain, and someone goes into that mikveh, is it a kosher mikveh or not? That's the halachic principle. I say, I don't understand why the government got involved in it. It says, since it was made lechatchilev without a drain, I mean, it was intended for the drain. The drain is there only for emergency use. If in mitzias, they actually overfilled the mikveh and waters are going on to the drain, that will make him to zocher. Last line on Lamed Ches. Kibun shon salto me'olom l'shem mikva modim kol alma deich sha zocher miyushal b'mikva memso. I gam b'dinon eich sha zocher, because it was not made l'chatchile except for emergency use, and therefore that will make it into zocher. You go back up and see. Since mitzchila nasa mikveh b'mayim muotin, meaning the right amount of water, v'inyan shamayim alolo yizochlo liolam, it was to be below the drain hole. Shema yirbu amayim shol midas osho sak she'etzu, and only because of an emergency situation they made it, in case it overflows, it should be able to go out. Zekiva shol nisavu me'olam l'shem mikveh, modim kol alma dechshas ochlin. Yishol b'mikem emsor. That's a big chidush. For if in effect the man went into the mikveh while the drain was overflowing, according to this pshat, it makes no difference. That's not zochlin. Zochlin is that happened on an emergency use. It's not easy to understand that. Why so? It's a kind of an inyan of kabona or intent on the thing. The halacha lemaisa, I don't think we would pass in that way. I think the whole thing all would depend upon the time when the man went into the mikveh. If the time went into the mikveh, the water was pouring out, it wouldn't be a good tefillah. Yeah.
Would it be the same thing if it was raining while he were in the mikveh and the mikveh was full and some of the water came over to the sides? That would also be zochlin.
No, well, this we know. This, I think, must be mentioned a day or two ago, that I said the mikveh has to be high enough, or the water low enough, for the water not to overflow when the man goes into the mikveh and displaces the water.
What if there's enough?
Right. Yeah. Most of the Rishonim comment that wouldn't be called zochlin if there's adequate memsor, and he goes into the mikveh, and because the shape of the mikveh and so on, he displaces water, that displacement that's done b'shas tefillah l'idei odom is not called zochlin. So if it's the rise into the drain is due to masa odom, it's his action, then that wouldn't be called zochlin. Zochlin has to be because the water is zochlin, not because I pushed the water out there. Okay, I think that's more than adequate treatment of a shayla that's omnipresent. There's hardly a mikveh that doesn't have that shayla sooner or later. There are many mikvahs all the time. Why? As the mikveh gets older, as you know the plumbing in your house, right? Things happen. And here, our mikvahs, remember, are not made like the one of the chugas I gave you from the Eagles, where they have stainless steel walls, and the shayla whether that's mekabel tumah or not. But all our mikvahs are basically cement walls, with tile or without tile, makes no difference. Those are vulnerable. They always break down after a few years. The tiles start coming off, cracks appear in the cement. As I told you, there's a special cement that's used in the mikvahs. It's called marine cement, which is the same cement that's used in docks, wharfs, the poles, the stanchions at piers, and so on. But if you go to places where the docks have not been used for a while, like on the water's edge in the 40s on the west side, there where the big liners dock, there are docks there where they use them largely for roller skating. I've been there a number of times. You see the remains of previous construction, and they're cement. The old ones are wood lumber, wood poles, like tree poles, and others are cement, and the cement is eaten away there, so that these shilas come up all the time. Certainly, according to the Tzemach Tzedek, there's nothing to worry about. It will be very hard to ask a shayla on a mikveh that has a big enough hole for the Tzemach Tzedek to answer it. No one has such a shayla. That mikveh would be under repairs, period. The Shitas HaMachmirim is indeed, if there is a noticeable loss of water, whatever nikkur is. Okay, we'll stop here.
Now, what do we have left to do?